broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-hosts, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Now we are. Now we're on.
Now we're on?
Yep.
Welcome to Sports Talk. Wednesday night, 8:02. If you listened to the tournament preview show just now for the last half hour, that's some good listen, too. They recap all the sectionals and districts now. And
yep. And boys and girls and yeah, all kinds of stuff.
And you're going to play that up until state tournament probably, right, Neil?
I think they're doing 6 weeks of that, if I'm not mistaken. This is week three, so. Mm-hmm. So they'll do at least two more and probably three, maybe four more. So they'll be previewing stuff.
And with that being said, we have a couple big basketball games coming up, the Indians. First of all, congratulations, Coach Patch and Lady Indians. Capturing another sectional title as they beat the LCC T-Birds Saturday night by a score of, I think it was, 43-6, 38-34, something like that. Indians win it.
Sure, that's exactly it.
And they advance to the Walpauk District tomorrow night. We play game two. First game tomorrow is the Marion Local Flyers and the Knoxville Rangers. And that'll be a good one. And then the second game is the Indians and the Minster Wildcats. And the Wildcats are, they are as advertised, folks.
They're pretty good.
I think they're the best team to state. I think if they play Fort Laramie 10 times, Minster wins 9 of them. So that'll be a good one. And you know what? We have nothing to lose. We're going to go out there. And I know how Coach Patch thinks. And I know he's preaching to them kids that we have nothing to lose. Let's go out there and just play hard and have fun and let the chips fall where they may. And I got to agree with him. I mean, there's really nothing.
Oh, yeah.
You just go out there and play.
I think if we go play aggressively, we go out fighting if we go out. If not, we go on. Don't whimper your way through it. Let's go out there and go a million miles an hour and go get them.
These girls aren't going to whimper through anything.
Nope.
They're hard-nosed. Things haven't always went their way this year. They're a 500 team. But
they're not a whole lot of points away from 5 and 15.
Maybe 15 and 5.
Yeah, 15 and 5, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. And
15, five, yeah.
And we're going to go in there tomorrow night at Minster or at Walpauk, and we're going to battle our butts off. And let's talk. I was at the boys' game Saturday night, and Harold was too, and Fee's actually should be walking in here pretty shortly, but we didn't get a chance to watch the sectional title, but Indians got off to a fast start, and Val Molenkamp led them in that first quarter. She scored 10 points, and Indians out to a 14-4 first quarter lead, and just kind of hung on from there out. It looks like Allie Vaughn chipped in with 10. Val finished with 14. Indians heard LCC threw in a couple desperation threes at the end to make it close. Indians really win sectional title. And if anybody out there is listening, how many sectional titles has our girls program won in the last 20 years? I guarantee it's a bunch.
Yeah, I would think it has been a lot, but I really don't know that. I don't think we've ever lost to a team we should have lost to, or we shouldn't have lost to. I think some of the teams we've lost to have been big-time, really good teams, but we don't get in that situation very often because we usually have a good enough record to avoid a much higher seed.
And when you think about
in the sectional,
the caliber of teams in this program, in this sectional,
yeah,
in our record in that sectional, that's something to hang your hat on, folks. And once again, we win the sectional title. We're going to the districts, and then we're playing the Minster Wildcats. We know what Minster is. We played them over there earlier in the year, Minster. Now we battled early. We come out and hit a bunch of shots. And I think after the first quarter, we was down, I want to say it was like 25-16 or something. An unbelievable high scoring first quarter. And then we kind of battled and then they pulled away at the end and they ended up winning by 28, I think, ended up being. It's something that I'm sure Coach looked at the tape. He went over with the girls. He said, "This game is history. We'll watch it one time to learn from it, and then we'll go." And Coach Patch is he's had a history of taking a team that against teams like this and finding a way to compete and finding a chance when that ball is let in the fourth quarter, we still have a chance to win a game. And it happened last year at Minster when we played Minster and Walpock and we battled hard. It's the same deal, folks. The only difference is that Minster has probably two of the best players, and Ivy Wolf is, she could name her school when she graduates. She's that good. She's player of the year in the MAC as a sophomore.
As a sophomore.
Doesn't happen very often.
Nope. Paige Jones did, but I don't remember anybody since then.
Yeah.
Or before that, even for a long time, anyway.
And then they got Courtney Pranger, the old girl going to Xavier, and Courtney just an absolute stud. And I'm sure Liv will be banging around down there and it'll be fun. Just make sure you get over there. It's 8:00 or it's 30 minutes after game one of the Knoxville and Marion game. And then you know how it is over there, folks, getting in and out of there. It's not no fun. So.
Yeah, don't think you're going to pull up in the parking lot and be inside in your seat in 3 or 4 minutes.
Ain't happening, is it?
No, when you turn onto Redskin Trail, if you're in your seat in 10 or 12 minutes, that's really good. You leave yourself a good 15 minutes extra, no matter what you've been used to or what your GPS tells you.
Right.
You can get very near there in regulation time, but you're not getting in the gym in a seat.
And you can sit here and say, it's new Knoxville and Marion first game. Folks, they'll follow them teams. Knoxville will have 400 or 500 people there, and Marion will have 700 or 800. Minster will have 1,000. They'll have, we follow well, it'll be a nice crowd over there at Walpock. Great atmosphere. It always is. Get over there and root on your Lady Indians and Coach Patch, and we'll be ready to go. Have fun.
Yep.
That's what it's all about.
If you can't get there, we'll be simulcasting WPGW's coverage, or you can listen right on WPGW 100.9 FM. But Rob will be doing it, and we'll be simulcasting, so... and that'll be the case more than likely for every boys and girls game through the season, tournament. So if they plan to do every game, some of it'll depend on how things line up in the Jay County tournament. But they're planning to do every game, and we will be simulcasting. If not, we'll be broadcasting it. So
that'd be good.
Yep,
and we're joining you. Who's this guy?
Well, old
Jeff Hobbs.
Yeah, former, you know.
So what happened? You got to be a car vehicle?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, actually, I was just up at the appliance store. I was looking at washers and dryers.
Nice.
Through the window of the old, what used to be.
Yeah.
And I thought, hey, you know what? Hey, look, I got some nice appliances in there.
Yeah. You know?
I didn't see a radio station anymore.
Oh, you didn't know he was here?
No. I mean,
How'd you find
us? I was wandering around town, lost. Actually, I called the finest car dealer mechanic in the state of Ohio.
He might be, but he's also 10 minutes late for
big fee. Late fee. Wow, we've been down at the office shooting the breeze.
Yep.
Can't shoot it up here.
Don't try to sell a car down there.
Ooh, exactly. Of course. I mean, we're working, baby.
Oh, all right. I got you. I got you. We're just talking about the Lady Indians going tomorrow night against the Minster Wildcats. And Hobbsy, you've what kind of caliber basketball it is around here. And the first game is Marion Local and New Knoxville. And I think that's going to be a humdinger of a ball game.
Well, and again, even from afar, being gone, I still love to follow MAC basketball, boys and girls. And, I've been a little disappointed, and again, I know how good the league is, but I really expected more out of the Indians. And again, that's no disrespect to what they've done, or I haven't seen them play. So again, just thought they'd be a little better. Maybe they're a year away because they're still, your big girls are juniors. Yeah. And your point guard is special, and you really play hard. And I know what Brian Patch and Vonnie bring to the table. So again, but Minster, big time. I mean, that's big time. You're defending state champion, and they didn't lose anybody off that team either. So it's just, again, they're well coached. They do things right. And, boys, you get the boys and girls. So
I wonder if Or Betsy's got any kind of scheme he's going to try to do.
Oh, I think he'll do something.
He'll probably face.
Well, you have to. You have to. You're playing against the number 1/2 team in the state of Ohio. Right. And they're deep. And
my guess is he's going to box them one Ivy or triangle two, yep. something.
Well, you got to give a shot.
Throw them off balance.
That's why I told Harold before we came over here. I mean, to me, I think both teams have a puncher's chance because we get good players. Mm-hmm. Both teams have good players. Right. I mean, and obviously, Minster's probably favored in both those games. But again, you know what you know about Fort Recovery kids and coaches, and they're going to prepare and they're going to play hard and see what happens.
See what happens.
That's exactly what I just talked about, is that Coach Patch has a history.
He does.
Of taking teams that are undermanned and competing against teams that.
Yep. He's done it a couple times.
He has.
Well, and again, we said it 100 times in the 7 years I was here. If you don't bring it in this league, you can get beat. I don't think that Coach Wiss will overlook Brian Patch and the Fort Recovery Indians, but, you know, you don't know what 16, 17, 18-year-old kids do. And if they do, that's how you get beat. Yep. That's what upsets are about.
No, yeah. I agree with you 100%. And Indians win. When he's talking about how many sectional titles we've won, it's got to be an ungodly amount. In the last 20 years, a whole bunch of them.
Oh, a whole bunch. Yeah. I'd guess Lee's 18.
I would say 15.
That's a good number. I mean, I was part of 7 years worth and probably
seven or there.
Yeah, I'd say close to, you know, on one side or the other, you had sectional title in both either sport.
Yeah.
Boys and girls.
It's amazing how when you used to win a sectional title, you'd be fired up.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know?
Well, and listen, watching the basketball I'm watching now, and no disrespect to that, you better be excited because it's a meat market. I mean, you're playing, and the MAC is basically a league tournament in your sectionals.
Right.
And
yeah, unfortunately.
And that's what it comes down to. Sometimes, they go back to volleyball. How about the sectional, or the, you know, actually was the district? The district.
Oh, crazy.
Well, you had four of the top six teams in the state of Ohio in Division VI, and only one of them gets to go on, and that's crazy. Yeah. And it goes back to what we always talked about. If we get in the playoffs in football, we're going to win. We're going to win games
because
we knew we were good. We just couldn't get there. In the same thing, you know, in baseball, you know, we did the same thing. You know, hey, you catch lightning in a bottle and with some good players, and
yeah, absolutely.
You know, and who'd have thunk we were going to run all the way and win a state championship in football? But
if you would have ever had, I mean, if Reese would ever stepped up, then we could have won a state title in baseball.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think there's any question about that.
I mean, he's a disappointment.
Yeah, he was a weak link. Weak link.
We had a weak link.
That's right. Mean. Reese was good for us.
He was?
Yep. Thanks, Reese. We're proud of you. I don't care about these guys.
Fair to Midland.
Hey, he's here.
When did he get here?
About 2 hours ago.
How's it going?
Fair to Midland.
Hey, we got pays some bills, 8:15.
Yep.
Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
Cooper Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio, is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stogler, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4848.
Hello, I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95, or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95, and you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for a New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel, president of the Fort Recovery Chamber of Commerce, here to let you know about our upcoming chamber banquet. banquet will be Sunday, March 10th, 2019 at Fort Recovery Elementary Middle School Auditoria. Doors will open at 5:30 p.m. and dinner will begin at approximately 6 p.m. with awards following immediately after. RSVP for this event at frchamber.org or tickets are available at Fort Recovery Insurance, Second National Bank, Mercer Savings Bank, and First Financial Bank. If you have any questions, please give me a call at 419-375-4041 and ask for Connor Rammel. The Chamber and local businesses look forward to seeing you at the banquet on March 10th at 5:30.
The Fort Recovery Student Council is sponsoring a spring blood drive on Tuesday, March 5th from 8:30 to 2. It's open to the public, and you can stop by the gym at your convenience or call the high school office at 375-4111 to reserve a time. Remember to enter the gym from the north doors off of State Route 119. Blood Drive, sponsored by Principal Bill Overla and the Student Council, Tuesday, March 5th from 8:30 to 2. Enter the gym from the north doors on 119. Just stop in or call 375-4111 to reserve a time for the spring blood drive.
2 seconds, one. He still can't bring it up.
2 seconds, one. What the heck?
It's embarrassing.
Huh?
It is recovery education work. That's probably the Botkins in him. You know, the early childhood. Early Botkins. At Botkins.
Hey, did I see your dad refereeing the Minster game at the buzzer beater?
Yeah.
Is he doing some games? Is he?
I've seen his dad about six times this year.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know if he's doing any more now, but he was at that Minster Anna.
Yeah. Big tone.
That's a big one.
Damn right, that's a big game.
Big game.
Yeah, player
brought
of the year.
Out the big boy.
Player of the year in this gal, two fouls in the first minute.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. He didn't blame Tony Rogers, though. Just saying, Tony, if you're listening.
Yeah.
He gave you a little love. He likes you.
How about, I just seen Tri-Village and Bradford was an overtime girls basketball.
Mm. Tri-Village got it coming. His daughter is really good. Yeah. Their junior high team was scoring like 90 a game. Beat somebody 100-14. Eighth grade girls basketball.
Okay, somebody needs to be fired.
100-14.
That's six quarters, isn't it?
Somebody's got fired.
Yes,
somebody.
6 minutes.
Somebody should be shot.
Well, cannot score 100 points in junior high.
Well, that's kind of awesome.
When the superintendent's coaching the team and his daughter's scoring 40, she scored 40.
Pack it back in. Pack a 2-3 zone in paint and don't come out and let the kids shoot.
Sagerster's daughter.
Correct. She's a stud. They said she's really, really good. Our phys ed teacher, he's assistant coach at Miami East, and he said their eighth grade it was second in the CCC,
mm-hmm.
beaten by 45.
Yikes.
He goes, and I think we're pretty good.
Yeah.
It's classic. I think they've got a few transplants. Classic. Josh was always good at that.
He
one year he didn't have there wasn't a guy on his team that was a Tri-Village.
They were all over Greenville.
And that thing fell apart.
We had a little guy that could really play.
Yeah,
and they all played AAU together. And the big kid was from Greenville.
What was that little kid's name?
I'm looking right at him.
36 against Cody.
I'm looking right at him, but we beat him every time.
Yeah, we beat him.
We beat him every time.
Yeah, we beat him, but he had 36 that night.
He was a tough little sucker.
Yeah, we couldn't stop him.
Yeah, Cody beat him down there at Tri-Village. Beat him. Man, I can't believe it. I'll think of that.
It'll come up. No, it'll come. It'll drive you crazy.
Yeah, ain't that amazing? Mm-hmm. Especially the older you get.
Yeah.
But they said his daughter's really, really good. She's like a 5'8 point guard. Big. Can play inside and out. Shoot threes.
Hey, speaking of young kids, I seen our fifth grader, sixth grade one to New Bremen.
Sixth grade?
Yeah.
That's big.
Hell yes. That's neat.
That is neat.
That was girls, wasn't it?
No, boys.
That was a
boys.
That was a boys.
Justin Overman was coaching him, I seen, or he was on there.
Oh, yeah. I remember seeing that picture on Facebook now.
Yeah. Good for them. Congratulations, second grade boys.
Got it going on around here. This place is on fire right now.
Yeah.
The old Mercer County mode of, you know, I when I first got here as your principal, I remember you guys, because you guys were usually saying, I said, man, that kid's a stud. Yeah, well, his mom and dad are both from Fort Recovery, and they're in Coldwater. Hey, that kid's really good. Oh. Yeah, well, his mom and dad, mom's from Fort Recovery, and he's at St. Henry. And now, I mean, listen, they're about,
starting to stay put.
There are about 15 1- and 2-year-olds, and all by former athletes of Fort Recovery and good kids, and just, you know, it's this place is happening right now. It's a great place to be.
We had a
just see it
on Saturday night. The boys Coach Bayshore and Indians went up and played Tyler Niekamp and the Van Buren Knights. And it was a fun trip up there. We stopped.
Fun. Good time.
Kind of brought back the old going up and see Greg Colley play. Sir. We stopped at Ralphie's and got our bellies full. And
a little Finley action.
Yeah. And it was a great crowd up there. I couldn't believe it.
We did too.
Yeah.
We had a nice crowd too.
And they said
what Neil said. I mean, we had a big crowd at Coldwater.
Yeah. Had a good crowd at the girls' game and a good crowd at the boys' game.
We had a huge crowd.
If we could have worked that where they weren't very far apart.
Yeah.
And a couple hours in between.
Or something.
How was Tyler's team?
Tyler's team's
okay.
Yeah. You know, they play hard. They're young.
Yeah.
They got five juniors.
They got three guys averaging. But they got between
the Kramer kid is really a good player.
They got there's five guys that average between 8 and 11.
How much
points.
We beat them by?
They beat us by 4.
We got beat.
We led the whole game.
Yeah, it was you talk about two clone teams. Those teams, if they play each other 10 times, it's a war every time. It would have came down to the last shots every time.
Yeah.
We were missing Noah, and somebody else was sick, too.
Petey was sick.
Petey wasn't feeling good.
Yep.
I mean, we weren't on our 100%, but it was a great game.
Yeah, it was. It was
actually fun to watch. And both
we're tied up.
Good.
Grant connected at the line with about 40-some seconds left, and Grant's about an 80% free throw shooter, and he back of the room, both of them.
Old missed pair.
Yeah.
Both of them were there.
Yep. They come down, make a bucket. We come down. Petey gets a good look at a three off the back iron. And
foul and good night.
Game over.
Yeah.
What's that gym like?
We played at University of
Finland.
Oh, you played at Finland. Oh, that's even better.
We were
awesome.
Growing.
Oh, man.
That's what was kind of
big
neat.
Right there.
That's what.
Petey was on the mic.
Yeah, I did game.
He did.
I was kind of telling him about, you know, it's kind of a comparison to me of going to Dayton Dragons and that. You know, you get
you get
to big step time up. Atmosphere.
Yeah,
that's kind of neat.
Terrific.
Croy's a great place.
It is a great place. It's,
I love sitting on the baseline. Yeah. I mean, I went and watched Greg 3 times, and I think his senior year, I sat on the base. Yeah. I was the game he had 55, 50, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm sitting on the baseline. There's pictures of me. I'm Jackson and I, we sneak in, you know, about 10 minutes before game time, and there's two seats down there, and they put us right, they put us right down
there. We went there every time.
Yeah.
Between Greg and Big the whole way.
Yeah, absolutely. And Indians fall just short against the night, and we got to give a shout to Tyler Niekamp. Tyler, Tyler's team won the BBC Friday night, and then they come back. They was excited. That was a good win for them. Them beating us is a big win, you know. Because
I agree with that.
Because it's a Mac, you know, they got a thing there, you know, with a Mac, and Tyler's kids played well, and you know, hats off to Tyler, and congrats on the BBC Coach of the Year.
And I tell you what, I love that game. I hope we keep that going. I mean, having Tyler there is a great deal. It's a great in for us.
You guys beat him last year here, right?
Yeah. In the tournament.
In tournament.
Beat him in the tournament.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
And we picked him up this year. And
so they'll come here next year.
I don't know if it's wonder or not.
I don't know. I don't know about that.
I don't know if it was either. But, boy, it ain't a bad drive. I mean.
Hell no.
Hey, how's your new athletic director doing?
She's 4.
She's complete bizarre. She's nuts. I mean, she came up, and I called her back the other day, and she just a mile a minute, never stops talking. I mean, the woman is just.
She didn't miss a beat. She jumped right in there.
Nope. I'm trying to think. Somebody came here for a game, one of my buddies, and they said, hey. That woman, athletic director, she's nuts. And I said, yes, she's nuts. She's awesome. Love her to death, but she is nuts.
She'll get her done.
You know, it's amazing all the referees that come in there and they see her and they're just all hugging her.
Yep, that's Barbie.
Yeah.
I mean,
it couldn't work out more.
No, I agree. Oh, I talked to Bill Overlow about, I recommend. I just said, hey, you'd be foolish not to. She will stop a gap for you, and then, you know, in the spring,
and then you see
what's out there, and, you know, see if there's something better. Or, you know.
Now, like, we talked about maybe trying to get her on the show maybe in a week or so.
That'd be awesome. She'd be a hoot.
I mean, I think, like, all that stuff's probably done, isn't it? I mean, don't they do most of the stuff a year in advance?
Oh, yeah. No, the scheduling's all done. Absolutely. You know, Kurt would have had all that stuff done before he left, for sure.
That's what I figured.
But that's what's beautiful about Barbie. She knows every game management. She knows how to write the check. She does all the check-in schedules, all the busing, all those things. Those are a piece of cake for her. She can do those in her sleep.
And I was just thinking the next guy coming in you know, hopefully he can come in and just get buried.
No, for the most part, you know, if there is a new person next year.
We got a caller.
Let's call her.
Hello, you're on Fort Recovery Radio. Who we got here?
Coach Bayshore. It's All Star Night.
Hey, Coach.
Mike Bayshore, legend.
Coach, how you doing, buddy?
I'm all right.
Big fan, baby. Big fan. Jeff Hobbs, yeah. big Mike Bayshore fan.
Yeah. Coach, nice win last night, buddy.
Yeah, it's a big one.
Yeah. You know, I mean, we were confident going in, but I thought we played really well. You know, we didn't squeak by. You know, we got a lot of kids, saw a lot of action. I was really impressed with Ryan Post last night. You know, he's earned that. Ian Holman got some good minutes. And old Brian Brand got his first varsity points last night. Heck so yeah. A lot of good things happened last night.
Yeah, I agree, Coach. But one thing that really stood out was a play of your big boy, Clay Smith's inside. And you know, it's unbelievable when you look at this season compared to last season. This was a time when Clay Smith's really started playing well, and he's done the same thing, Coach. I thought he looked good against Van Buren, and he was a man last night.
Yeah, and what I like even more about him is he's the first kid on the floor after a loose ball. You know what I mean? He's diving after everything. He's been real vocal in practice the last 3 or 4 weeks, you know, with his teammates and stuff, kind of stepping into that leadership role, which is kind of what you would expect out of your varsity quarterback, too. So, yeah, he was fantastic last night. That catch he made on the break in traffic and then still laid it in. That was
a big time play.
He's played tons of good basketball in the summertime and AAU. So, yeah, there's nothing he shouldn't see that is going to be different for him, Coach. I mean, he's been in a lot of wars and in a lot of gyms. And so, again, sometimes getting that football basketball shape out of you, it takes a little bit of time, but again, you know what kind of talent he has.
Well, and he's got a desire to compete too, you know what I mean? He doesn't back down from anybody, and that's what I love about him. I mean, he's just positive and things like that, and he's such a great kid off the floor too. He's always smiling off the floor, him and his brother from another mother, Gavin Toby.
They're classics, ain't they? They're always laughing.
Welcome to the neighborhood, baby. I mean, those two are peaches. But, hey, I just want to throw out a shout-out. My favorite Stogler, Bill Stogler, he just texted in and said, good luck tomorrow night, Coach. He's fired Friday night. He's fired up. I mean, big Mike Bayshore fan, and actually big Barb Sobbine fan, too. But, you know, so I got Billy, I love you, man. Yeah. You're my favorite Stogler.
Coach, what about Minster Wildcats? We turn our attention to them now, and you know, they're a really good ball club.
Well, we've been spending, you know, I mean, we were getting ready for other people, but when we saw them on the bracket, we started working on a little bit of stuff every day for them, you know. We had the basketball encyclopedia Mark Hubbard on them for the last.
Yeah. Hey, and you want funny now, because my future son-in-law is their starting four man, and I love the kid, so I have no problem if my daughter ends up with him, Cody Frericks. And again, he's just kind of that glue guy. He's a great rebounder, just does all the little things well. And my wife and daughter went, because it was senior night the other night, and guess who's up in the top row? And he's got more stuff spread out. He's got four notebooks. He's got four programs. And Hubs loves my wife, so he's like, I said, did you go over and talk to him? She goes, yeah, I had to. You know, I got to see Coach Hubbard. That guy's just a genius.
No. Well, I went when they played A&M and made sure they saw me walk in there. I told Hubs to make sure they see you walk in when they played Parkway. So we've been focusing a lot on them, you know.
And they were at Van Buren Saturday.
I seen they were looking at us.
Well, and that's a club, Mike, though, that, I mean, they're big, but I've seen them play twice this year, and they lost both games against teams that I felt like that they were much, much better than. I mean, again, Fort Army's got a nice club. They're well coached, and so does Delta St. John's, but, you know, both teams that you played. But, you know, I told Fee, they're gettable. I mean, if you guys go play the way that it sounds like you guys played well last night, you play well, you got a shot.
Never know.
We've kind of been focusing, you know, this past week and a half, you know, obviously our schedule was a lot tougher this year than it was last year. And we lost two fantastic leaders, you know, in what we had. So it didn't necessarily go the way we wanted it to go, but we were talking to the kids. None of that matters anymore.
No, that's right.
Nope. All the switch has to do is turn on. And you're looking, you know what I mean? And we're going to beat somebody. And we talked to the kids about it too. we could have been 17-6. We're still probably playing Minster, and it's right now this Friday night anyway. Or six, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, just because of how loaded that sectional is.
Absolutely. So, no, I agree with you.
We're excited about it. We worked on some things. We worked on some things that we watched about 10 or 12 films and seen what people did well against them, and we tried to work on some of that. You
got a couple things up your sleeve, maybe. Maybe you got a little things that ain't sure about. Maybe you can throw at them.
Not with Hobbs sitting here. No. Hey, all you need is me to come to the game, and I'm going to be there, okay? They are 0-2.
Oh, he's a jinx.
With me there.
That's perfect.
Now, the only bad thing, in both those games, Coach, I wore orange and black. And I mean, I had, like, hives. And
oh, yeah.
Because everybody there, I mean, friends with all my old Jackson's friends are all there. And they're like, man, you look good in orange and black. And guess who won? They lost both games. So all you need is me there. For Fee, I'm the secret weapon.
There you go. That's what we need.
Well, I've been reaching out to, you know, I spent some time with Peltz on the phone, you know, Peltzy Hobbs, yep. And I've been talking with him, some strategists, reaching out to some people and seeing what they thought, and Peltz looked at some film for us, and then, like I said, Hobbs has been on. That's been Hobbs' job the last week and a half, so, I mean, we're going to have to play well. And they can't hit 25 threes on us last time.
Let me help you out. They're going to shoot 25 threes. So, you know, if I've seen them two nights, and they missed a whole bunch of them, and they just keep shooting them. So it's a funny ball club. And you got you go 6'9", 6'7", and that's kind of an afterthought. And that's, again, I don't know.
I don't know. We had a really good practice. The energy today at practice was probably best that I've seen it in a long time. And that was good coming off of what happened last night.
Yeah.
And then coming in today. And then, I mean, the kids were all engaged. And they were all like, hey, we're doing some new things here. And they bought in hook, line, and sinker. So we got another day to do it tomorrow. And I mean, this is a nice crowd for a Tuesday night at 8 o'clock.
It was good.
Waynesville Goshen. And I told the kids, I said, it's just another MAC game. Anything can happen in a MAC game.
So. Yeah, it is going to be a fabulous atmosphere over there Friday night.
I was going to say, you're going to see a lot of purple Friday night.
Coach, one thing I want to talk about, two things I want to talk about. Number one is Petey Judy. Now, the last couple games, he's been under the weather. He really has been getting everybody else involved. I'm not concerned about that kid at all. Is that something that maybe you've discussed with him a little bit about this? You know, we got to get ready for, let's get some other guys involved. I know he's a little bit under the weather, but talk a little bit about your leader, and congratulations to Petey on the first team All-MAC.
Yep.
You know, I think the thing that people don't Jay County, Petey busted up his left hand, and there was later on in the season he's busted up in his right hand. His hands have been bothering him all year long. His ankles have been bothering him, but he doesn't miss a game. You know what I mean? There's nights where he'll go out and play real well, and there's nights where they focus on him. And I told Peyton, I said, you know, like last night, we don't have to have you score 30 for us to win. You know, and you're right. He's grabbed some double teams and hit some other people, and I know he loves the game of basketball, and I know that was a tough pill for him to swallow up there at Van Buren, when we played Van Buren, only having 4 or 6 points or whatever it was.
Only shot four or five times too.
Yeah.
I mean, he's just like I said, but we didn't even think he'd play Saturday, right, to be honest with you. The way it was going, he didn't practice until Thursday. And it's just I mean, he's a kid that's got to let the game come to him a little bit more. I mean, you guys know that. You see enough basketball in your life, but sometimes it's hard when you're the star or you're the guy who's expected to be the star to let it come to you a little bit. You know, you get a little impatient sometimes, but he's a gamer. I mean, there's not another kid on that team that wants to win as bad as Petey does.
Absolutely. He wants to win. He's going to play hard for you.
Coach, and the last thing I want to talk about is I want to just say something to you about watching your family at a ball game and your son. And how much fun he is having running around there and rooting for the Indians. And I just think that when it's all said and done, and that's something that, man, you got to feel, because that kid's a champ. And the people before recovery's kind of fell in love with him, and you see him out there. Man, I just think that when it all comes down to push and shove, that's kind of what it's all about.
Well, I learned this a long time ago when I was in Versailles.
and it was before I had my boy and Scott McElnay was coaching, and we got beat. I think he was in the regionals, and he was all bummed out. And his little boy, who's a freshman now, come out, gave him a big hug, and I looked down and said, "Dude, at the end of the day, you still got that." You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I said, but I mean, the boys love him. He's in the stands, and I mean, they've stopped summer league games because he's yelling so loud because he's getting on the kids. And he was excited because Friday night or Tuesday night, I finally let him ride the bus because it wasn't a long ride. And
yeah,
he's been talking all week about get to ride the bus with the boys. So he's excited about doing that Friday. And he got to go. We went bowling last Monday as a team, and he was telling everybody at school, "Hey, the boys invited me to go bowling with them." Yeah. And he got to go bowling, and he beat half of them. I mean, he had the bumpers up, but he beat half of them.
That's
so
awesome.
Michael,
but he loves it. He comes to practice. The kids love him. I mean, he loves it.
It doesn't get any better than that. Let me tell you, I had two kids that were raised in the gym, and I can still remember like it was yesterday. My Jackson was 5 years old. He's in the coach's office after the game, and my big kid has a breakaway. He makes a layup. We win the game in regulation. He tries to dunk it, misses it. We lose in overtime. And I walk by the office on the way to the locker room, and my son is sobbing. He's in tears. And I go, "Buddy, it's okay." He goes, "Why did he just make a layup, Dad?" and I'm going, and you know, and it was so fitting.
But there ain't nothing better than
Miss Dunks. Yeah. This is a guy sitting to my left. He loves Miss Dunks.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you a story. I forget who we're playing, and Petey missed two free throws, and he come up to him after the game. He's like, "Petey, we got to talk about your free throws." They're just not very good right now. So, like, and Petey have formed quite a little bond.
That's what's awesome.
Noah get along real well. And
yep, absolutely.
They all love him when he comes to practice.
Good for those kids. I mean, you look up to those kids as like hero figures, and I know what Fort Recovery kids are all about. I guarantee you they have adopted him and treat him like he's a little brother. And
But you'll love this. It doesn't matter who we play. Like, if we're playing football around the house, he's like, "I'm the Indians." And he's like, "You're this." And everybody's the Indians. It doesn't matter what team he's watching. It's like, if he's watching something on TV, he's like, "Those are the Indians, aren't they?" I'm like, "No, not the Indians." He's like, "Well, they look like the Indians." He's all about the Indians. He tries to wear his Indian stuff to school when he goes to Rushi. So,
hey, tell me before you go, I know that, again, according to my call in here, Mr. Stogler, he likes some of your young players. And obviously you made a statement that they played pretty well last night. Talk about your bench and some of the kids that might play big roles for you off the bench tomorrow or Friday night.
Well, for starters, I know Ryan Post, like I said, he had a tremendous second half of his JV season. So he got some minutes early. You know, Kobe Wendell's fantastic defensively if they don't call cheap fouls on him all night long. Ian Holman's been shooting the ball really well. So those three kids in particular are going to see some time. And then, you know, you can't say enough about Clayton Pearson, the job he does. You put him in different roles. He has to wear a lot of different hats out there. You know, and he can, you know, both our point guards got in foul trouble. Clayton came in, played a fantastic game for us last night.
Yep.
You know, he's capable of doing that. And then, you know, Noah's going to come off the bench because he hadn't been practicing a lot. So when he can bring a 6'6 kid off the bench tomorrow night or Friday night, that's always good. And Gavin Toby's a little spark too. So, you know, we told the kids that you don't have to save quarters anymore. So everybody's, you know, you get a shot, whether it's for 30 seconds or 3 minutes, you just bust your butt. And that's what we did last night. So,
well, Coach, I appreciate you calling in, buddy, and then let's give him hell Friday night and go Indians.
I appreciate you guys saying that about my boy. I know he loves it.
He's
that's
awesome.
One of my joys. That's one of the reasons why I wanted to get back in, because I like him being old enough to know what's going on. And he's walking around right now in the house.
I've met your wife. It really, you had not much to do with that kid at all. I mean, your wife's the star of the relationship.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, him and his wife were making out underneath the basket last night after the game.
That's what I'm talking
what
about.
What is that going is
big
on?
Big time right there. That's awesome.
That's good stuff.
Well, but you know what she said? She said if I would have thought about that at the time, she was going to ask you if you wanted to.
Hey, I'm going to be there Friday night. Count me in. Where's that line start?
God love her.
Well, they're going to be there Friday. The whole family's coming again on Friday. Right. My parents, they own all Fort Recovery gear now, so they're all excited. So we've been really enjoyed the community, and everything's been great to us. So.
Well,
Bless you. We win Friday night. We'll celebrate a little bit.
They'll say you win Friday night. There we go. They'll like you a little bit more.
Sounds good, Coach. See you Friday, buddy.
Yep. Good luck.
Thanks, guys.
See you, Michael.
Coach Mike Bayshore, you're Fort Recovery Indians.
Mm-hmm.
We might have another call. We got another call coming in here shortly. Well, we got another one coming in shortly. I can tell you that right now.
All right.
We might have a couple other ones.
It's big.
Today.
Who you got?
This is big.
Hal McCoy call you in?
No, this is bigger than Hal McCoy.
Ooh, it's big. Tony?
Bill Stogler?
Who? Did you get Tony to call you?
Tony Stewart's calling in.
Bill Stogler?
Justin Arns.
Oh.
Justin calling in?
Hey, we just talked about Justin Arns. Your favorite former MAC superstar.
Hey, I'm just telling you right
29
now.
29 crumbs last night. Big time.
I said on Twitter last night, I said, insert foot, because I said I didn't think he'd ever get big minutes at Ohio State.
Well,
he was unbelievable.
He's making shots. He wasn't at the Forsyth Fieldhouse because he'd never played like that at the Forsyth Fieldhouse.
That's the first thing I was going to say. If he calls in, I'm going to say, you are the third best arms player.
Yeah.
We couldn't stop AJ.
No.
AJ killed us more than him and his brother ever did.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
He was really good. And you know what? Difference maker. Ohio State looked good last night.
His last three games.
They could have beat Duke last night. Well, maybe not Duke. Never know.
Yeah, Zion. Hey, I agree with you.
We ain't scared of him.
I am not scared of him.
I watched the whole second half. They weren't rattling. They were straight down. There was nothing but twine. And we've seen that. He's capable. You know, you're 6'5", wingman, lefty, tough to guard.
Yep.
Athletic and again, engaged is a good word. He's been engaged. And he's
playing.
Well, the night we went, Bobby, he came in, chucked a bomb.
Yeah.
Horn went off. He sat down and never came back. And that was the night he was on the program. And you got your program, right? Did he autograph for you? I got that done for you.
Yeah.
Thank you, boys.
Big of me.
That's big.
No, hey, let me ask you this, okay? How about, here's what drives me crazy about him. Saturday, we're down 10, and he hits a three with 2 minutes to go, and he gives the old, he's shooting the old arrows up.
We're down
7, Hall.
He don't lack confidence. I guarantee you.
That's why you have a trouble with him, because his body language is bad, and sometimes it is.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Hey,
that he's a Buckeye, nothing wrong with that.
Oh, he was
problem with that.
Oh, yeah.
He was shooting the threes last night after about the seventh one.
Yeah, that's
which
right.
Which I was like, oh, okay. But like you said, give me the down and distance. Yeah, you were up and you were killing a pretty good team last night. So,
you know, getting back to Coach Bayshore and you know, we're a weird team.
Yeah.
You never know.
We've shown stretches where we'd beat the Globetrotters.
Oh, we look good.
The Generals for sure.
But see, I'm the opposite way. I think Petey's got fired up 30 times. But he can never shoot a bad shot. And to me,
depends on if he's making them.
I know. But I'm
shooter's got to shoot.
Shooter's got to.
Who's that guy?
Where did that come from?
He's a big
Reese Rogers. That was his mentor.
Reese Rogers had some big time JV games. I mean, back in the day, was unreal. Bombs. Seven threes in a game. Hey, Bill Stogler says, Coach Bayshore, bring me a sack of maid rights to the game on Friday night, will you?
Oh, there we go.
He said he will absolutely vote for you to continue as his basketball coach. You bring him some maid rights.
You betcha.
You know what? Bill Stogler's an idiot.
No, the guy is unbelievable. I love him.
we have extended invitation for him to come up here multiple times.
He'll come up and talk to us.
I want his dark.
He's anti-FR.
He hates it. Once he quit Breakfast with Bill,
he will not come up.
He hates Neil. Yeah. He hates Rocker.
Rocker was the talent on that show. Well, so, I mean, you know, let's be honest.
Plus, Bill is shy. He's very shy.
He's pretty shy.
Maybe we got fish fry Saturday night, too.
Yeah, that's right.
It would be great if we had to go to a basketball game instead.
Ooh, that'd be really great.
And we're waiting on a phone call from the head coach of the Lady Indians, Brian Patch, who's getting ready to call.
He might get that done.
And we're going to pick his brain a little bit about this game.
What time are you leaving tomorrow, Bobby?
I don't know. We're going to stop and eat? Or what do you got baseball?
Yeah.
Till when? Don't say 7.
7:15.
You're a volunteer.
Well, I might have sneaked out.
He ain't a volunteer.
Jeez.
Whoa.
Turn it up, man.
Hello.
We definitely got a phone call.
Hey, who we got here?
This is Coach Patch.
Hey, Coach.
Hi, Brian Patch.
Hey, Brian Patch.
How's it going?
Where are you at?
I'm at home.
It's loud.
There's people at his house.
Emma. Sound like you're in a bar.
Emma's unbelievable. Her She is. I just love her. They had a power outage. We was without power Sunday.
Bro, it was bad.
And nobody had more fun in the 7 hours than the Patch family. For a few of the hours, anyway, right, Coach?
Yeah.
Coach, first of all, congratulations on sectional title.
Yep.
Against an LCC team that very, very, a lot like us. And you know, that we knew that was going to be a tough game. And Coach, talk a little bit about the game and how you guys pulled through there.
Well, we got off to a hot start. I think it was like 16-1 to start. And then they kind of went to a zone, and that kind of took away some of the stuff that we were trying to do or was able to do to them early.
So you're saying Vonnie coached the first few minutes?
Yeah.
There you go.
Hey, Jeff, on what's up?
And then we also got them turned over early on, and we kind of got them rattled, and then they kind of settled down, and we didn't get as many turnovers, didn't get out in transition as much as we wanted to and as much as we liked. Didn't quite finish the game how we wanted to, but we made some big plays down the stretch. Bow had a great game for us, hit some big shots for us, and then something we haven't done a lot of very well is hit free throws down the stretch, and that's something we did in this game, and that kind of sealed it for us. So
that's big.
That is big, Coach. You move on to the district, and you had your choice there, and you decide to go against Minster. You got to beat them sometime. And tomorrow night, Coach, we get a shot at them, and they are the real deal. And, Coach, you've been around basketball a lot. This is one of the best teams, Division IV girls basketball teams, that I think we've ever seen. Would you agree with that?
I would say probably. I mean, they're really good, obviously. I mean, they have an inside game, you know. Prayer's going to Xavier, and they got a point guard as a sophomore that was played the year in our conference. And, I mean, she's already got a couple D1 offers, and, you know, all the other kids they play can play, and, you know, they can shoot it, and they can do a lot of things. And they're definitely well-balanced, well-coached, and, you know, we'll have to play well. But, you know, I like our team. I like our chances. You know, we can go in, and as we kind of talked to them already, we got nothing to lose. We're definitely the underdog. You know, just go out and play hard and, you know, think about what we were trying to do and try to accomplish and just, you know, see what we got and see where it's at. So...
Well, I know you've got, you know, having two bigs really helps being able to match up with Pringer. But, and that's going to me, you're capable. We're capable. And I told Fee tonight before we came on the air that, again, we're going to play well and we're going to take some things away from them. And I know you well enough that you'll have a few things up your sleeve for tomorrow night and have the girls ready to play. But you have the pieces if you play well.
Yeah, I think the key for us is we're going to have to handle the pressure. You know, that's where they beat a lot of teams is, you know, we did a great job, I thought, in the last game of guarding them. It's just we unfortunately had, I think it was like 25 turnovers or so in the game. And you know, they had too many easy transition baskets where they were going against basically nobody. And so if, you know, if we can guard them, you know, I think – we'll be able to be okay in that regard. You know, the question for us is, are we going to be able to handle the ball and take care of it? Which, that's some stuff we worked on this week. And Kiera and Allie had a great practice as far as handling the ball this week. And so if we can do that, then, you know, I like our chances of being in that game down the stretch. And you know, that's what we want to do at this point is make them have to play, you know, at the end of the game and make plays, and, you know, because at that point the pressure's all on them. So
absolutely, Coach. That'd be fun if we can stay close in the fourth quarter and just see how they handle that. That's going to be fun to see. I think you can do that too.
Yeah, I think so too. And like I said, we had a pretty good week of practice preparation, and you know, I feel good with where we're at right now, and we're definitely prepared for them. So now it's just coming out and us playing relaxed. And I think so the key too is we got to have a good start. You know, we can't let them come out and, you know, jump out on us early and get up big. You know, we got to make sure we stay close and put pressure on them all game long. And you know, because last year I thought, you know, towards the end they got up on us a little big, and we started pressuring them and doing some different things. And when we did that, you know, they kind of, you know, had a meltdown a little bit. So right. Yep. And so that's where we got to make sure that you know, we kind of put them in that position, you know, because they have seven seniors. And so, you know, that's you know, when you're in tournament time and that pressure gets to you a little bit for those seniors, knowing that this is their last time, you know, for them, hopefully we can, you know, cause some mistakes and do some things for them that's out of the ordinary. So
that's going to be a heck of an atmosphere over there tomorrow night, Coach. Are you guys going up and watch game one?
Yeah, we're going to leave and get up there and try to catch the beginning. And our whole thing was try to make it as routine as possible for our kids and, you know, kind of make that like our JV game. So that way, you know, that's kind of what we're accustomed to, and put them in our routine that we're normal with and they feel comfortable with. And so we'll get up there and watch that first game and go in like we normally would.
Good call, bud. You've had a couple big games up at that gym. You've had some fun there. We might as well have one more big one.
Yeah, it seems to we've had some pretty good success over there at this time of year, and definitely had some good games and fun games, and you know, I expect tomorrow to be one of those as well. So,
well, your boy Bill Stogler chimed in and said he's calling for a close game tomorrow. So bottom line is he wants you to get off to that good start and keep this thing close because he knows if we get in the fourth quarter. I just read this text. He said they'll choke in the fourth quarter if we're in it. So, you know, as much as Bill Stogler knows about that, does he know anything?
I know, but I hope he's right.
I don't
think so. He's my favorite Stogler. I'm just saying.
He is.
Coach, good luck. I'm rooting for you, buddy.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Absolutely, Coach, thanks buddy. For calling in, buddy.
Thanks we'll talk. In, man.
See you tomorrow night.
Good luck, buddy.
All right. Thanks. See you guys.
Head Coach Brian Patch of your Fort Recovery Indians. It is 9:08:52. Can you read the clock?
I mean, you were just turn around and look up there. You got numbers. I mean,
we got to pay some bills.
We ain't had a
Reese,
break
where's
for a
Reese
while.
At?
Reese hit the
left.
He hit the bricks. He hit the brick street.
You wouldn't interview him and he's done. He's
Hastings Hotline is on fire tonight.
He's smoking right now.
And Reese hit 85 today, they said, in throwing a little BP. So.
Ooh, that's
BP.
Pretty good.
Look good.
85. No.
He looked good.
He didn't throw 85. 74. Reese.
It was 58.
Ching, 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 ching.
Yeah, you looked at it wrong. Had to roll backwards.
I might have had
the doggy brought his gun up there.
It was 58.
We're going to take a break. Come right back. Sports Talk presented by
Wayne Street Market.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. New Lean and Mean TS6 Series tractors from New Holland and K&L Tractor Sales feature rock-solid reliability. You can tailor a model to match the tasks you do without sacrificing comfort. That's called being New Holland smart. Choose from four models between 90 and 115 PTO horsepower, two-wheel drive or four-wheel drive for added traction, and an all-weather cab or spacious flat deck platform. No matter how you outfit your TS6 Series tractor, you get rock-solid reliability. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales today.
Choosing the right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place. Where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Cold outside and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617 and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto, 375-4617. It's tournament time, and here are the basketball games coming up on Fort Recovery Radio this week. We'll be simulcasting WPGW's coverage of all the girls' and boys' games throughout the tournament. On Thursday, the girls will play the Minster Lady Wildcats in the district semifinals at Wapakoneta at 8 o'clock. If they win on Thursday, they'll play again in the district finals at Wapakoneta on Saturday evening at 7. The boys beat Waynesfield Goshen last night and will now play in the sectional final game against Minster on Friday night at 8 o'clock at Coldwater. Girls and boys are both in the tournament mode. Girls play Minster on Thursday at Wapakoneta, and if they win, they'll play again on Saturday in the district finals at Wapakoneta. Boys play Minster at 8 o'clock on Friday night at Coldwater. It's tournament time, so get out to all the games to help support our Indians teams. But if you just can't get to the games in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians. Presale tickets for tomorrow's girls' district semifinal game at Wapakoneta will be sold in the high school office only. Today, tickets will be available from 7:45 a.m. to 4 p.m. Tomorrow, tickets will be sold from 7:45 a.m. to 3 p.m. Presale tickets are $4 for students and $6 for adults, and Fort Recovery receives a portion of the proceeds from presale tickets. All tickets at the door for both adults and students will be $6. Anyone occupying a seat, including children, must have a ticket. The doors will open 1 hour before the scheduled start of the first game.
And Fee and Mr. Jeff Hobbs, who come in whenever he has car problems, he shows up.
Yep.
You're unbelievable.
Hastings Auto.
Hastings Auto. I got a text here from Greg Lefevre.
Oh, I love you, some Greg Lefevre. Greg, big fan.
Greg says that this weekend, the Fort Recovery indoor track team is competing at state, and the track meet is at the Spire Institute in Cleveland. Robbie Lefevre will be running the 60-meter dash and the 200-meter dash. He's ranked third in the state in the 60-meter and 11th in the 200-meter dash. Drew Mullenkamp is running in the 400-meter finals. He is seated 14th. The 4x200 relay team of Robbie, Riley Pearson, Jacob Atchison, Owen Mormon are seated 6th. Jared Timmerman is seated 18th in the long jump, but I haven't confirmed if Jared is going this weekend or not. To qualify for the state, you got to be one of the top 24 times in the state. They run Saturday evening meet at 3:30. The races are, guys, are at between 5:30 and 8 p.m. So he'll be tweeting. Greg Lefevre will be tweeting the results.
Live tweet.
So
can't beat that.
So, and then on the girls' side, freshman Megan Abel, Scott Abel's daughter, she made a girls' state pole vault. Yeah, she qualified in a height of 10 feet.
That's impressive. That's a good number.
I would kill myself on that pole vault.
I mean, hey, there's money.
You got to have some
Title IX, baby. There. Tell her to keep that pole vault going, baby, because that's a good number. What grade is she in?
I might be able to pole vault.
Freshman? 10 feet.
I might be able to pole vault 10 feet, but I don't want to fall after. I don't want that 10 feet coming down.
She might have won the boys in the Shelby County Athletic League last year at 10 feet.
We're competing against Dayton, Dunbar, and Meadowdale, and CJ, and Bishop Hartley.
Hello, Smoke.
Because in this, there's only two divisions.
Smoke.
So we better strap them on, boys. Smoke.
Better go fast. Smoke.
Yep, go fast. So good luck to all them guys. And Greg, thanks for giving us an update. And follow Greg on social media, on Twitter, and he'll update you Saturday night. And we're going to be out there eating fish and following how the track team's doing.
Big Greg Lefevre fan. I actually thought of Greg. I went to Notre Dame. A couple weeks ago.
That'd be fun.
Notre Dame, boy, they're bad right now. They can't not win. Yeah. They've lost 13 in a row.
They're like IU. IU, big win last night.
That was big. I watched part of that.
It was a big win.
I did watch it.
I sat first row behind the bench.
Can you brag a little more?
Yeah, you know.
Me and Mike. How about Hubs?
Hubsy?
That guy's nuts. We understand that.
Full blown. But he's a legend.
He is. And I'm watching UC versus.
On TV the night. I watched
Memphis or somebody.
Yeah. I'm looking right at
UAB or something like that.
Go ahead.
And I'm watching him, and right behind their timeout, and Hubs is the first row right behind the bench.
Behind UC's bench?
UAB.
Whoever they played.
Well, I don't get it. I don't understand.
The guy's amazing. He's everywhere.
He is Waldo.
Where's Waldo? And,
hey, man.
And he has a phobia of bed bugs.
What's doing there?
Pole vaulting is all about keeping the level pole and keeping it straight back as you follow through.
Thanks, Coach.
That's big. Yeah.
You talk to Dwight Stones or something? I mean,
what they call him? Billy Flop? Is that what they call him?
Billy Jenner.
Billy Flop.
Bill, how you doing over there, Mr. Jenner? He's unbelievable.
He's not Mr. Jenner anymore.
Yeah, he is. No, this is Bill Jenner.
Oh, Bill Jenner. Okay.
Yeah.
Caitlin Stogler.
Yeah. He knows his track.
He does.
I would love to put this conversation out on. Just to put it out there on Facebook, everybody read how Bill's so smart.
He's pretty smart.
Oh, he just ask him.
Yeah.
Ask his wife.
Yeah.
Jeez.
He went on. He just got back from a cruise.
Where'd he go?
Bahamas or something. Ooh. I don't know where.
I don't know.
Didn't invite anybody.
I'm betting it was warmer than here.
This place we live in hell.
Oh, it's unreal.
It's supposed to be people, 7 but, next Tuesday.
Yeah. People who live in Ohio are morons.
Yeah.
I mean,
it is supposed to be 7 degrees next Monday and Tuesday.
And people who live in Ohio are so loyal to the state of Ohio. It's the most unreal thing. It's unbelievable. Oh, we're stupid. It's unbelievable.
The heart of it all, Ohio.
Yep.
Heart.
I ain't seen her, boys. You coming up to, what are you doing tomorrow night? You going to girls?
I don't know. Maybe.
I can't.
Why? Fairlawn Jets play tomorrow night.
Oh, who you got?
We play the Rushi Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
Beat Jackson Center a week ago. We're playing really well right now. Really?
Boys or girls?
Boys. Girls are done. Girls.
Yeah, you're young too, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He starts 3 sophomores, a junior, and freshman.
No kidding.
I mean, we have a couple seniors on the team, but they don't play a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, they got twins that are really good. Remember the guys that played with Clay? They play AAU with Clay Schmidt, and they're really good. Yeah. I mean,
Why don't we play you guys?
No, actually, we're playing in softball. Girls are coming over here playing doubleheader on Saturday. We talked about baseball.
Yeah. Which
we have some talent. You know,
we're young. We're going to talk a little bit about our baseball team.
We're young.
But, I mean, the twins are, these guys remind me of Elijah Collig and Wade Gailhouse as sophomores.
What?
They're pretty good. I mean, they're
what?
The one can.
Huh? Are you drunk?
No. They're nice players.
Your Mountain Dew?
They're nice players.
Elijah Collig and Wade Gailhouse?
As a sophomore. The one is about 6'3". He's a shooter. Just like that.
Wade Gailhouse
was
a mother as a sophomore.
I mean, this kid's averaging 19 points a game as a sophomore.
Oh, he is?
And his brother's 15 points a game, a shooter.
Really?
Yeah, and they're both 6'3", 1'6".
What's their dad do?
He's an electrician.
Wonder if we got some openings here.
Mom's a preschool teacher. You'd like her.
We need a preschool teacher?
Yep. 6'1".
We do now.
Mom's 2'6".
Mom's 6'1".
Really?
Ooh. Yeah. And dad's like 5'10". He's my size.
You're not 5'10". You are.
I might be 5'11". I might be growing.
5'7".
We're looking at.
That's easy. You're supposed to be a fan. I mean, I might take my business elsewhere.
You're out?
Yeah.
Hey, buds.
Hey, 6-footer.
That's what I'm talking about right there.
Exactly. Watch your head getting out of here.
Yeah. Make sure it's low ceiling. Watch out.
No, I mean, obviously, Fort Recovery's got to be happy about looking at baseball and softball and track. And I think you guys are going to be good in the spring and all three. I mean, softball team had a kind of a breakout year last year.
They're better.
I saw them over when baseball and softball both went to Lehman last year.
Yep.
And, I mean, they beat the crap out of Lehman softball team, and baseball won as well. But
I seen Todd Holman's daughter. And,
Brenna.
Brenna was in there catching Tony Greasy's daughter's going to be a good pitcher.
Yeah, I heard that.
She throws pretty hard. She looks like she knows what she's doing. So, got some good girls coming.
How about the baseball? How's that going?
Not bad. 2 weeks. Kids are getting better. I think we'll probably get Riley Will and Dylan Evers this week. So we got a nice freshman class.
How many basketball players are going to be?
I think we're still missing 8, 7,
wow,
something like that.
Okay. Riley Post playing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. They'll be young on the mound. I liked watching them play last year. I mean, they're going to be young on the mound. I like some of the young kids. I really do.
Hard.
I think they've got.
Like Garrett Fowler's throwing really hard. And
you know, but
it's just going to be getting
him healthy and having him back. I mean, but you know, the thing about it is they have, these kids have grown up watching Fort Recovery win baseball games. So, you know, you're getting to a point now where kids that have pretty much come through from about 4th grade on, watched winning baseball, and they expect to win.
Hopefully.
And again, you lost 2 front end arms, which you know, obviously big time, proven to be big time. But you know, I think you should have to be good.
How about our mayor?
Mayor is
in Puerto Rico,
78 degrees. I don't want to talk.
He didn't even tell us.
No, he just snuck out of town.
I don't understand that.
Wasn't going on any vacations this year.
Yeah,
Texas this morning. Hey, it's 80 degrees. I'm playing
golf here in Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico. What the hell?
Because I talked to him about going to game tomorrow night. You know.
Oh yeah, right along.
Some mixes.
Right along.
Head on up.
Yeah.
You know.
He's how'd that make work some out? Mixies. I get it. I got no bartender.
No. I'm a little disappointed in the big fella.
Oh, it's too.
I'm happy for him.
Well, I mean, he should tell us.
Yeah, you got to check the schedule.
Got to check the schedule with the boys before I go anywhere.
You got to let the buds know.
What the hell? I mean, I don't get that. I'm a little down on him.
What's going on?
He might be listening live in Puerto Rico. Because we're probably on Puerto Rico.
We could block Bill.
Strong left leg for push off on the
That's
old
how you pull vault. Pull strong vault. Left leg.
Strong left leg on the push.
If you're right handed. Is that if you're right handed? What if I'm left handed, Bill?
I just don't even. He's just an idiot.
He's a rock star. No. And I'm a big fan of his daughter, Lauren. I want her to be my daughter-in-law. I want her to marry Jackson Hobbs.
There you go.
I've already tried this at every wedding I go to.
How old's Hobbsy?
He's 22.
Okay.
She's 26.
What are they waiting on?
That's what I said.
No doubt.
She's a cutie. She's smart. She's successful.
Jackson's the opposite.
Yeah, he's an idiot. I know. Yes.
He's got a moron for dad.
Yes.
Wait a minute. Lauren's got a moron for dad.
There you go.
They're pretty much made. It's a perfect match.
I'm in.
Both of them have great mothers.
Yeah.
Plus your son will be a billionaire because he'll get that. Rossberg Acres.
Yeah, there you go.
Which is worth $10 billion.
That would be huge.
Rossberg Acres is worth more than Eldor Speedway.
Oh, without a doubt.
Oh, it makes it.
Tony Stewart's been borrowing money from Bill for a month.
Yeah. It is. Stupid how much money that guy's got.
Bill's talking. What's he saying here?
Something about nuts.
She's nuts. Talking about your daughter, she's nuts? Oh, yeah. My God. She's tremendous. She would be my favorite toddler, I have to say.
She's a good old girl, ain't
she? She's awesome.
Now you're going to laugh at this one. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah.
Selling his championship rings and his MVP trophies on eBay.
For what?
Times are tough?
No. He wants to buy caterpillars for the kids and see the smiles on their faces.
Okay.
With the money. Minimum bid starts at $40,000 per ring. Now, how much dope is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar smoking?
His knees probably hurt. If he and Bill Walton are you know, on the same regimen of peace pipe, I mean, don't you think he's got enough money to buy some caterpillars without selling his rings and trophies?
I just love to see the smile on the little kids when they're holding caterpillars.
Well, there's some sort of school thing that he's supporting. I can't remember what it is.
How much do caterpillars cost, Bobby?
I mean, we got them.
Well, you can get them a dime a dozen out here in the fort, can't you?
Yeah. Pick them up.
Just when it rains outside.
Doesn't a caterpillar turn into a butterfly?
Yes, it does.
Yep.
Yeah. A cocoon or something?
Yep. Yeah, do cocoon. Yeah.
See, I know my science.
Hey, that science is good to you.
Mike Bannister.
Who was your science teacher?
Mike Bannister.
Oh, that's big. Shout out, Mike.
He was an idiot.
What?
Bannister?
He taught you about caterpillars.
You like to wrestle.
Who was your math teacher?
Ron Shoemaker?
I never was smart enough to have Shoemaker.
He was too busy smoking.
He died.
No. Yeah. Seriously?
Yep. Shoemaker, Big Shoe died just last summer.
That's gone. Bad. Yep. Big fan. I like the guy. He's come in all the time. Bags of candy.
Bags of cigarettes.
Yeah, that's all. He was, I mean, chain.
He couldn't
smoking.
Get him in there fast enough.
Nope. I mean...
Hey, more power to him.
Oh, for sure.
How about when we were young, the teacher's lounge? When they come out of teacher's lounge, they're
smoking.
They said it was like yellow. It took like seven coats of paint when they painted that.
Oh, yeah, it was classic. Well, we got to get
back to those days.
Oh, yeah.
Well, a lot of places have student smoker lounges.
What?
Yes.
Really?
Yep.
Is a lot of kids smoking for Fairlawn?
I would say no, but now the big thing is vaping. Kids vape now. They get the smokeless.
Try that.
I'd say it's worse.
Yeah, than I think smoking.
It's way worse than smoking. I've done some reading, but
really,
yes.
I'm gonna start. You see Don Nelson's interview?
No,
it's the class. It's the greatest interview.
I'm a Don Nelson fan.
You are a Don Nelson fan.
Don Nelson's hitting a peace pipe now.
Is he? He talks about it.
Yeah.
He is. Awesome.
Oh, the guy was an innovator. He was an innovator.
He's classic.
Yeah. Run TMC. I mean, they were the Golden State Warriors before the Golden State Warriors.
Yep.
They were good.
Yeah. He was.
I mean, is he second all time on the coaching list? Did he pass Lenny Wilkins?
I don't know.
That's a good question. See if I can get this on here.
I drive to right.
I don't know what's that.
Touchdown 49. Oh,
talk briefly about what you've been doing after basketball. Coach, I know you live in Hawaii, right? So.
Yeah, I've been smoking some pot, actually.
That's awesome.
But I never smoked when I played or coached, so it's new to me. But anyway, I'm doing that, and I'm having a pretty good time. It's more legal now than it's ever been, and so I'm enjoying that. And then I personally am involved with rent in the rental business. We have
Don Nelson, folks. That's classic. Don Nelson. That is great stuff.
Wow.
I've been smoking some pot. So, Neil, what's our broadcast schedule here tomorrow night? Who we got? PG-14, we're simulcasting?
Yeah, we're simulcasting. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah?
Yep. So, is Rob handling it the rest of the way out?
WPGW is most likely Rob, yes. Probably. I didn't ask him, but I'd be pretty surprised if it isn't. He's kind of a Fort Recovery junkie.
Mm-hmm. And then we're trying to get Fort Recovery ready to the state tournament.
Mm.
Me and Fee gonna announce it.
Yeah.
Courtside seats.
That'd be big.
It'd be big.
Don't cost none, he said.
No, it's free. You just have to get it in early then. Can I be like sideline reporter?
You in or out?
I'm in. Oh, 100% in.
You're too short.
No, it isn't free, Bob.
I'm 6 feet tall.
Oh, it ain't?
No, it's not free. I have to pay broadcast.
Yeah, it's a
rights.
But it's you told me it didn't cost.
But it's not hugely expensive though, is it, Neil?
We haven't gotten that far in basketball for a while, but I think when you get to regional, it's $60 now a game. I think it's $90 a game.
Oh, it's by the game now?
Yeah.
So there's 12 games a state?
Yeah, actually.
So that's $1,000.
Yeah.
$1,080.
I mean,
don't change.
Can we get some sponsorship for that?
Well, I don't know.
Fairlawn School sponsor us?
I'm going to go on a limb and say no. But I tell you what, if Anna's there, we got a shot because the treasure.
Ooh, boy, there you go.
Player of the year.
Anna's good.
They are good. They got a nice club.
Anna's good. I agree with you. I think if I looked at it, if you looked at the tournament on the boys' side, St. Henry plays Ada tomorrow night. They're going to rock. The winner of the Fort Carey Minster game. And then you're going to have Marion, and you're going to have who's on the bottom side of that? Mm-hmm. Who are we missing?
Delta St. John's?
No, we got Marion. Oh, I got it right here.
You got it.
There you go. Hey, boy, just put your glasses on.
Oh, a Perry.
Lima Perry.
They're 18-4.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
But they're not playing the schedule.
18-4?
I don't care.
We said that a couple years ago.
Oh, no, I'm not saying that they're not good. I mean.
They're 18-4.
That's your bet.
Ain't bad, is it?
No.
Bill's still on there?
Yeah.
Oh, go to bed, Bill. Yeah.
It says Rosberry A's were $250.
Yeah. Yeah.
$250.
$250 million, I think.
Oh, $250 million.
That's what it is. Yeah. Agree. Well, hey, we're going to get out of here early tonight. I got it. Unless you guys want to stick around, but I have to go to the mill.
Yeah, go to the mill.
Yeah. I got a crew coming in at 9:30.
Rendering plan?
I got a crew coming in at 9:30 to load some hogs. I got to give them their directions.
Mac is terrible this year. I mean, is this guy, is he drunk?
He's an idiot. I mean, I didn't read him.
Oh, I love him.
You better be ready to do a bartending. We got to go.
Saturday night's a fish fry.
Fish fry.
Yep.
Good fish.
Hobbs, you come up.
Walleye. Perch.
Not carp.
And halibut.
Halibut?
Yeah.
Halibut.
Pat and he can't bring some halibut back from
Alaska. All halibut.
From Alaska.
And sheephead.
I'm pretty sure none of that's true.
You don't know. Have you made it yet?
Nope.
Well,
sheephead.
Could have some.
I said, I'm pretty sure.
Carp out of the Wabash?
Listen, listen. Neil's making donuts.
Oh.
It's big.
Neil's donuts.
Yep.
They're unbelievable.
Is it like the little donut machine like the Ag has? Like,
no.
Like,
are you nuts?
Too salty, Bill says.
It's the fish. Fish is going to be too salty.
Oily.
Too
oily.
Salty. It'll be a little oily. Yeah. We got to get Neil's having donuts and fish. I'm telling you, nobody has that.
We're not going to be selling them.
Why?
What?
Well, for one thing, you're not going to cook the donuts after you cook the fish.
Oh.
Two separate grills.
Thank you.
Grills? I think a deep fryer.
Donuts go with everything.
Exactly. Spencey, this is big.
Little Debbie's. And well, Dreamville Donuts go with everything.
It won't be hard to show Friday somebody how to do it because it's pretty easy. But I'm planning to be at a girls' basketball game that night.
That's true.
Well, if that happens, we'll go make fish fry. We'll figure something out.
I'll be doing it in the afternoon before they start cooking fish. We'll make
some donuts.
No,
you won't because you'll smell like fish. Yeah, go to a ball game.
Fish fry starts at 4.
Oh, it
does? We'll just knock her down early.
Yeah.
Well, I would love to. I'm looking forward to eating some good fish.
I'm with you.
And donuts.
I'm fired up for the donuts.
All day.
I bought the biscuits today.
Nope. How many did you get?
Just four. It's a four pack of the
four pack. How many did you get? 100?
Did you get any for me?
Well, there'll be 10. There'll be,
I was going to say,
yeah, for Bobby.
So there'll be 40. There'll be 40.
40 donuts?
Well, we're not selling them. There's going to be 6 people there.
You got cinnamon?
Well, yeah.
You got sugar?
That's all you need.
We got any icing or not?
Oh. No, I don't know. I don't know how to do that. I do cinnamon and sugar.
Cinnamon and sugar are the best.
It is the best.
Now, can I buy these and take them home and freeze them?
I have no idea. I don't know if anybody's ever done that.
There's no freezing. They're just eating.
You just eat them all?
Yep.
There's only 40.
They're little guys, though.
Did you ever watch Duck Dynasty when the boys, they all went to the donut shop for hot donuts?
Yeah.
And they had a bet who could eat the most hot donuts, and they went in there when they were making them fresh in the morning, like at 5 a.m.
Bill says your donuts are terrible.
But he doesn't have to have any.
Imagine that.
Okay, so there's only going to be 5 people eating the donuts. So you get 8 apiece.
Bill, your donuts are terrible.
No, that's not the way you answer. Bill's father says your donuts are amazing. He thinks you got to go into business.
Yeah. Well, sure, that isn't going to happen.
People are going to start figuring your thing out.
No. Yeah. So we got Indians tomorrow versus the Wildcats, and Indians Friday versus the Wildcats.
Wildcats.
Now, I'm going to tell you something.
How awesome would that be?
Yep.
To get a double dip? Oh, my God. Oh,
we have had some incredible Fort Carey Minster matchups.
Oh, yeah.
Last 10 years.
I mean, can you imagine how many drunk people there would be in both towns?
Yes.
Theirs with tears and ours with joy.
Oh my God.
You guys are overdue for one of those, because I'll tell you what.
We are due.
One of those big bowling alley bashes. Oh, my.
We need one of those.
Spin a few tunes.
Tough on old Fee's liver today.
A little bad on the liver. Now, I would love nothing more tomorrow night. Burn the bowling alley down.
Yes.
Whoa.
Huh? Wouldn't that be
there
great?
There we go.
Oh, if they get a W, the boys would be all about it.
Yeah.
I guarantee you they got insurance.
Light that
thing on fire. They wouldn't care.
It's about, hey, I remember when you were going to burn your truck up. Remember that? We win tonight, the truck gets burned
the
up.
The Rangers are going down.
I would have lit it right underneath the stoplight.
How you going to do it in the school parking lot? That'd have been even better.
Yeah,
would have right out by the bandstand.
Yeah, we got to do something crazy.
Hey, Bill Starr coming out of nowhere with one win this week.
We're getting one win.
I mean, you're an underdog in both, so I mean, that's big.
That's a big.
I'll take a win this weekend.
For sure.
Yeah.
That'd be exciting.
Rather have two.
I'm telling you right now, the boys, Marion Local sucks. I mean, he got a great player.
He's a nice player.
He's great.
He's a good player.
He's good.
Really. He's really good.
We're really good.
Great colleague.
He's not that good.
No, okay.
Different type player.
Yep.
That's like we go to Finley, and Greg Collins up on the wall.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
All-American picture?
Yeah.
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
Guy was special.
Greg Collins was a heck of a player.
He was.
Lunatic mom.
Crazy.
Yeah. Never see her anymore. God love her.
Bill.
She's home in her swimming pool.
Bill just subtracted our one win.
He took it back?
Sorry, kid.
I think we're going to get 3.
He says we're getting 2.
I'm saying Billy
is. Bill says we're getting 2.
I say we get 3.
Billy might be hammered.
Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
I think he thinks he's still on a boat.
He's probably cruising. He's probably still.
He's sitting in the bathtub. He thinks he's cruising.
What's that? He needs some dopamine.
Drinking the water?
Dramamine.
Oh, Dramamine.
Dramamine. Whatever it is.
Dramamine.
Sorry, Neil.
You're in a
dopamine in the thing. Dopamine is something.
Facility.
This place is awesome.
Where'd she move to?
It is awesome. She's out at the
Industrial Park.
Yep.
Oh.
She bought the old home idea.
Oh, that's a nice building.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, she bought. No.
Dan bought it.
But yeah.
Dan bought it. Yeah. Right. That can't be Brit.
Boy, I hope that comes out as gas and not lumps.
That's a lot of grunting. sure what's going on there.
I got them going today, too. It is not good. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Oh, hello. That's what I'm talking
took me
about.
A while.
Yeah,
sorry.
Took a while to get her out of there. Folks, let's get over to Minster Walpock tomorrow night. To take on the Minster. That's right. It's going to be a fun couple days here, and we're going to celebrate one.
That'd be big.
Thanks for coming over.
Always good to see you guys, man.
Absolutely, brother.
Recovery Radio's where it's at. Hastings Auto Sales Hotline. Big tonight. Lit up twice.
Yeah, it's going to be... and we're going to talk to Ryan Mikesell. I texted Ryan Mikesell. Ryan. Justin Arns are both going to... They both said when they get free time, they're going to... That'd be perfect.
That'd be awesome. Yeah. Actually, you know what? I told you. Jackson sees Ryan Mikesell all the time. Mm-hmm. He said he is the greatest kid in the world, treats him like a king. He says... You would think he's me and I'm him.
Really?
That's a quote. Yeah. He goes, God, I couldn't hit you with a bow door. He goes, you were just dealing. And he's like, I feel like the greatest guy in the world when I walk away from Ryan Mikesell.
Yeah.
He goes, I see him almost every day.
Yeah.
And he always talks to
class
him.
Kid.
Great kid. Absolutely.
You know, I tweeted out last night, how good is Mac representing in Division I basketball?
Oh, huge. Oh,
Luke Kanapke is unbelievable.
Yeah.
He's a double-double every...
Yep, he's automatic. That kid, I didn't think he had a chance either.
Frost Williams still owes me $200.
Yeah, Paige Frost Jones didn't do too bad in Division I volleyball.
Basketball. Paige Jones, she's unique.
Yeah, and then you got to have probably the Division III player of the year at Iowa Northern. And Big Brother.
Yeah, right.
Oh, I mean, that's right.
He is... I've seen it. He's a man.
He is.
He might be an NFL tight end. They're pushing already. He's got people pushing him in that direction. Huh? When's the last time you saw him?
I know. We went and watched him.
6'7", 225, and just chiseled out of stone.
A lot of people, I'm kind of mean fear.
Yeah, like that a little bit.
He jumped up and
kinda.
He got an offensive rebound, jumped up and dunked it backwards over his head in traffic. I went, holy cow.
I mean, he's 6'8".
Nice 6'7".
He'd still do
good
that.
Good looking kid, though.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you know, you're talking about representing, going to be the player of the year in Division III. That tells me that you can play in the MAC.
Yeah.
You can play in the MAC if minimum if you're the Division III player of the year.
I agree.
Yeah.
100% agree.
And they were awful.
Horrible.
That's the most unbelievable. Damon Good was my buddy at Capital Eight. Yeah. Shout out to Damon. They won the OAC championship this year.
Yep.
And he said Ohio Northern could not win a game. They were awful.
Oh, the worst guards I ever seen.
Capital beat him by 50.
Bill says.
Okay, what's Bill saying?
He says some
glasses. He's just fired up for that statement about the Bruins kid.
Oh, he didn't like him? Not a fan?
He said he was a huge fan.
Oh, okay.
What do you got there on your head? What is that?
It's my watch. It's the Apple Watch. So I'm reading all his texts.
How much money you got?
Billion.
Not much left after the Apple Watch.
Yeah.
About $2 more than
$9,000 for Apple Watch.
Probably something like that.
It's a Rolex Apple.
Well, how long you had that?
Got for Christmas.
And your hat is worth. I mean, the hat is looking good.
That's big. That's
that is. That is.
and
that's old man.
You're buying a new car, right?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Maybe we're trying to find one. We're gonna find the right one.
We're looking for one.
Yeah.
Camry or Honda?
Camry or Accord?
No, it's time to upgrade.
Where are we going? It's for Carol Hobbs. So I mean,
what's that mean? It should be even nicer.
Well, what do you want? A Cadillac? What do you?
Whatever. Lincoln? She's worth Lincoln? It.
Oh, for sure. Cadillac. I mean, again.
I love her.
Crazy. I mean, she is bizarre crazy.
Is she?
But she's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, straight awesome, but she is crazy.
How about Kim Feely?
Crazy.
Crazy?
Love her to death.
Oh, absolutely. How do you not like her?
But
no, she's not.
How about Neil Spencer?
Crazy.
Crazy.
But we're eating donuts there.
I'm taking a Bill Stark. Full-blown crazy.
Full-blown crazy.
Hey, we want to thank Mike Bayshore and Brian Patch calling up tonight. And good luck to both them guys tomorrow. And class guys, folks, win or lose. I'm fans of both. So good luck to the Indians. Yep. Listen live on 4 Recovery Radio tomorrow night, Friday night.
We'll have results next week.
Let's get some dubs.
Let's do it.
Get some dubs.
Sports Talk presented by
Wayne Street Market.
The Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Talk with Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.